Welcome to the Alphabets program, Vocabulary of the Day. It is the 26th of November, 2022. I'm your host, Jimmy Wong. Today, we're diving into a word that sounds as ancient and formidable as its implications, draconian, spelled D-R-A-C-O-N-I-A-N. The term draconian refers to laws, rules, or measures that are unusually harsh and severe. The origin of this word takes us back to ancient Greece, specifically to Athens, where Draco was a lawmaker. Yes, there was a man named Draco, and in the 7th century BCE, he wrote down the first written code of laws for the city. His laws were so strict that they were said to be written in blood rather than ink. For example, minor offenses, such as stealing a cabbage, could result in death. Thus, the adjective draconian came to describe any legal or social measures that are excessively harsh. In modern usage, you might hear it in various contexts. For example, the new school policy on tardiness is draconian. Being a minute late can get you a week of detention. Or in a legal context, the draconian drug laws of the country have led to overcrowded prisons. It's essential to use this word accurately. It's not just any strict rule or law. It's one that seems excessively harsh, almost to the point of being unreasonable. When you describe something as draconian, you're not just saying it's strict. You're saying it's so severe that it might be overly punitive. Before we wrap up, it's worth noting that while Draco's laws were notably severe, the term draconian has outlived the specific historical context, becoming a useful part of our vocabulary for describing any excessively harsh measures. For more about this, please visit our website, www.thealphabet.cn. Thank you for tuning in to the Alphabets program, Vocabulary of the Day. I'm Jimmy Wong. And I'll be back with another word that opens up a new world of understanding. Until then, keep curious and explore the richness of the language.